This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone from Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He's the editor of the CityWire.com that covers business, politics, culture, and more in the Fort Smith region. Michael, welcome back to Ozarks at Large.
Well, thanks for having me back again.
Let's start with the Fort Smith area jobless rate. It was 9.2. Latest numbers have it at 9.1%. Is that good news or not so good news?
Well, it's better than the alternative of moving up, but you know, the numbers released Wednesday morning by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, as you said, showed a drop to 9.1%. But it was a mixed bag, Kyle, because the number of employed increased, but so did the number of unemployed. So it's almost that, you know, one step forward, two steps back kind of thing. But Fort Smith and Pine Bluff were the only two of the Arkansas's eight metro areas that saw their rate for February 2011 exceed the rate for February 2010. So that wasn't good either.
For the past couple of weeks, we've talked about a news story that seems to have a new chapter every week, and that is the ultimate fate of a 1% prepared food tax in Fort Smith. Some petitions were turned in last week, then the petitions were turned back. Where do we stand now?
Well, that's right. The people wanting to overturn this 1% prepared food tax turned in roughly about 4,500 signatures. Unfortunately, they didn't, if you believe what the Fort Smith City Attorney is saying, and he cites several incidents of case law to support his claim, but he says that the petitions weren't turned in correctly. Specifically, they didn't have a copy of the ordinance attached to the petition, and the state law is pretty clear that is how you prove to the folks who verify signatures. That's how you prove that the people who signed the documents knew what they were signing. So that's troubling. The organizers are saying that they'll try to fix it, but they say this is a technicality that's unnecessary, and if the city doesn't approve it, they're going to sue them.
Yeah, now the city's, you know, anytime you have a petition for this, something like this, to get something on the ballot in front of voters turned back, you have 10 days to try to correct it.
Yes, and so they have Monday. They have until Monday, 5 p.m., to correct it. And, you know, I talked to the city attorney, Jerry Canfield, Tuesday night, and, you know, I said, you know, the organizers are saying this is just a technicality and this is just being nitpicky. And Mr. Canfield's response was, you know, that he's sorry they feel that way, but, you know, the Arkansas Constitution is not a technicality, you know, that it's pretty specific on how you have to turn these in. So, and, you know, at the end of the day, Kyle, you really do want the law to be clear, because, you know, if it's vague or if it wasn't precise, I mean, anyone could round up a referendum on anything. I mean, it could be chaotic at some point.
Well, if you'll allow me hypotheticals for just a moment, let's say petitions aren't approved by the Monday deadline, and then opponents to the 1% prepared food tax decide to sue. Meanwhile, this tax that has been passed by the board is supposed to go into effect June 1st. Could we get closer and closer to June 1st and really not know what's going to happen?
Well, we could, but I talked to the attorney, Brian Metters, for the group trying to get petitions approved. His strategy was that, you know, if they can't get the city to go ahead and approve them, they'll seek a court injunction either that delays the implementation or grants them, you know, more time to resolve this legally, or forces the city to approve them. So, you know, and I think the courts will move pretty quick, knowing that there are some hard deadlines in place. But I know you said it's a hypothetical, but boy, it'd be risky to try to predict where this is going to go.
Let's go to another hypothetical. Who's going to be in the 4th District by the time all the dust settles? Wednesday, the Arkansas Senate, passed another plan from Senator Thompson of Paragould. This one kept Fayetteville in the 3rd, but it has most of Madison County and Russellville and Pope and part of Pope County in the 4th.
Right. You know, Kyle, I'm just surprised they don't have Branson pulled into this thing.
Or Tahlequah. Or, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Folks in Tulsa better be on alert. You know. But, yes, it did change. Pulls Fayetteville, the map that the Senate approved, pulls Fayetteville back into the 3rd District, takes all of Madison County, Franklin, Johnson County, and now instead of the Fayetteville finger, people are calling it the 3rd District wedgie, because it, you know, it just kind of cuts right up into the third district. Not, I don't know if that's appropriate for your show or not, but that's what folks are calling it. But you know, now this map, this plan has to go back to the House. It doesn't look like it has the votes there. There's some talk on options. One option is that the House folks and the Senate folks get together in a conference committee and try to work out a plan. And the other option is they just go home and let the courts figure it out.
Well, you know, when it was the so-called Fayetteville finger plan, the Fayetteville to the 4th, people in Fayetteville, Northwest Arkansas, seemed to be upset. But you didn't hear much from the rest of the state. Now this new plan, suddenly some folks in Ashley County. And what it boils down to is whatever plan is finally approved, someone somewhere in the state is not going to like it.
Right. And, you know, most of those folks are going to be in that third district. Like we've talked before, you know, roughly 110,000 people have to come out of the third district. And, again, the districts will be all populated the same, but it's just that there's so much growth in that third district during the last 10 years that they have to come out, and there was a lack of growth in the first and the fourth district. So, yeah, I mean, this where in the past the population shifts weren't that great, and so the districts didn't have to change that much, it hasn't been a problem. But, you know, the boom in population between 2000 and 2010 in Northwest Arkansas and the lack of growth in the other areas has created this new sort of contentious dynamic.
Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com. It's a website devoted to business, politics, culture, and more of the Fort Smith region. As always, Michael, thank you for your insight.
Hey, not a problem. I hope it helped.